The Crush, 95.9 and 95.5. We're online at KRSH.com. CCR, Bad Moon Rising. Well, a good moon just rose because Ziggy the Wine Gal is in the house.
Yay!
Yay! And welcome back.
Oh, thank you. So excited to be here this morning, as I am every Wednesday morning, but so many things happening right now, as we were just talking about before we went live this morning. Lots of wonderful things are actually happening right here in wine country and beyond. And thank you for tuning into Wine Wednesday. I'm your host, Ziggy the Wine Gal, and a big thanks to our sponsors for Wine Wednesday, Oliver's Markets. They have four fabulous locations, and everybody knows that there is absolutely nobody out there that supports local like Oliver's Markets. And Willoughby's Wine and Spirits. They have two locations, Petaluma and downtown Santa Rosa. Well, barrel tasting along the wine road was last weekend. Did you miss out? Well, fear not, because March is barrel tasting month in the Russian River Valley Appellation. Barrel tasting is the perfect opportunity to try wines before they are bottled and purchase them in advance for usually, I don't know, like around 30 to 35% or more off before they actually get bottled and are released. So it really is a fun opportunity to cruise around wine country and taste things right from the barrel. It really is fun. Bring some friends and neighbors, but most importantly, support local. And I just had the opportunity to cruise by Porter Creek Winery in the Russian River Valley. They're located on West Side Road, and I tasted all of their Russian River Valley offerings for barrel tasting that they are going to be featuring at their winery all month. All of them are the 2023 vintage that they're getting ready to bottle, but right now you can taste them all. So I tried their Russian River Valley Chardonnay, which was delicious. It really makes you fall in love with Chardonnay all over again. Their Fiona Hill Pinot Noir, and I also tried their Old Vine Hillside Pinot Noir, which is fun. It's not often that you get to try an Old Vine Pinot Noir. They also were tasting their Old Vine Carignan, which is really fun. And they have Steel of a Deals, of course, with 30 to 35% off. And it was just a really beautiful day to meander along West Side Road and check out Porter Creek Vineyards. I can't recommend it highly enough. Their tasting room is really cute. And they have a wonderful outside area if you want to hang out and do your tasting there. So Russian River Valley embraces Barrel Tasting Month all the month of March. There we go. So last weekend, Women's History Month kind of kicked off in grand style, actually. There was an amazing powerhouse of celebrity chefs that were culminating in the cute little hamlet of Geyserville. Chef Tanya Holland from Oakland, she's been seen on Food Network. She had Brown Sugar Kitchen. She's written several cookbooks. California Soul's one of my favorites. And of course, celebrity chef Domenica Catelli of Catelli's did a little impromptu rendezvous, and that was lots of fun. And it's just kind of one of those things to be aware that all these wonderful women are popping around for Women's History Month doing all kinds of things. As a matter of fact, this weekend, Bubbles and Books is happening. The fabulous Femmes of Breathless Bubbles and Breathless Winery, which is located in Healdsburg. This is a women-run winery, which is amazing. And Penelope, who is the winemaker, is so celebrated, and I love her sparkling wine, and it really is the world's cutest little bubble tasting room. But they're welcoming author Rebecca Rosenberg, who's actually been here on Wine Wednesday. She's written several books along with other award-winning authors to celebrate Women's History Month. Jean Sloan, Maria Madsen, Judith Starkson, Pamela Reitman. These are all of a Redwood Writers Group, and they're going to share insights into their novels featuring remarkable women who have shaped history. So this is really going to be fun this weekend. You know, the Breathless Winery Tasting Room is just really, really cool. And they're going to have, of course, their sparkling wine for tasting and available by the glass and by the bottle for purchase. And some of the books that I'll highlight from these authors, which you may have heard of before. Of course, Rebecca Rosenberg wrote the Champagne Widow series, which is why she was on Wine Wednesday, featuring remarkable women who have revolutionized champagne. Jean Sloan wrote a book. She was an American combat nurse during World War II. What an amazing novel that is. Maria Madsen wrote Alone in America, A Young Girl's Journey from Tuscany to Michigan in 1902. Judith Starkson wrote The Priestess of Ashana, which is really a great book. And Pamela Reitman is known for Charlotte Salmon Pates Her Life. And so just a really fun way to celebrate Women's History Month. It's only $15 to attend. And if you haven't been by Breathless Winery before, this is certainly the time to do it. Breathless Winery was crafted and created by love of three Sonoma-born sisters. And it's just really a fun tasting room. It's just right behind City Hall in Healdsburg. And speaking of Women's History Month, of course, I'm going to have to feature a wine of the week that is made by a woman. I just talked about Penny's sparkling wines at Breathless Winery, and today my wine of the week is going to be from Carol Shelton. And Carol is the most amazing human and such an incredible winemaker. As a matter of fact, Carol is probably the most awarded winemaker in this country, and she makes some terrific wines. And Carol Shelton's Wild Thing Old Vine Zinfandel is my wine of the week this week for $17.99. I found it. So what a steal of a deal that is. She's won Winemaker of the Year at least five times. She has been named one of the eight pioneer women winemakers of Sonoma County. She has so many harvests under her belt. And this is just a terrific wine. It's readily available. It's a steal of a deal. And who doesn't want a juicy, spicy Zinfandel? I mean, this time of year with a cheeseburger, oh yeah, some chili, some, you know, baked ribs. I just love this Zinfandel. It also pairs perfectly with a fireplace and a good book, like we were just talking about. Well, as we wrap up Wine Wednesday, I want to talk about a project I've been working on. Getting to the Root of It is what I'm calling the project. And it's a garden-to-glass cocktail, winter edition cocktail situation that I'm going to be talking about here going forward in the next 2 weeks of Wine Wednesday. So I'm working on creating cocktails with root vegetables. So Getting to the Root of It is the name of this little project I'm working on. So I'm working right now with some carrots and gin and ginger, which is a great combination for a cocktail. I'm also working with beets, making a beet shrub with some pisco. So stay tuned, because I'm going to be shaking up some of these root-based cocktails here on Wine Wednesday. And I hope to see everybody out in Bodega Bay this Friday for the Tides Wharf Crab Feed. It's one of the last, as they have just one more after this one. It takes place 5 to 9 in Bodega Bay. And if you haven't been to the Tides Wharf, you know, here is the time, especially crab season's winding up. So it's a pretty good deal. For $100, you get your crab, of course, all of their various sauces. You get clam chowder, which is delicious, pasta, green salad, and French bread. And you can reserve your table for any time from 5 to 9 this Friday and enjoy the crab feed in Bodega Bay at Tides Wharf. All right, well, that wraps up a Wine Wednesday. I've actually saddled up with my suitcase, and I'm heading into San Francisco for a Riesling run. Very excited about that, going to various stops, tasting some Alsatian Riesling. So I'll report back on that next Wednesday. Have a wonderful wine-soaked Riesling morning. Cheers.